Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports. It is a Monday as West Georgia gets back in action again later this week in basketball. The high schoolers will have a full, and I mean a big time full, Tuesday night coming up as we're into January and getting started in that direction. About 6 weeks of high school basketball, intense competition, and then it'll be postseason tournament time for the high school's boys and girls here in the area. West Georgia's hot streak got cooled off Saturday on the Delta in Mississippi. Wolves fell to Delta State in the women's game, 82-61. Delta, the number one team in the league, flexed their muscles a little bit. Wolves battled them hard. A big game out of Edley Drawhorn. She had 17 for the afternoon. Taylor Brown, the sophomore from Carrollton High School, had a dozen, but not quite enough for the Wolves. On the men's side, West Georgia dug a monstrous-sized hole, climbed out of it, forced overtime, and just didn't have any guns left in the bullets left in the gun at that time. Delta State with an 84-74 win over the Wolves on Saturday. Good ball game all the way through. Seth Brown Carter bounced back with 19 of the ball games. Kadeem Jones had 16. Dang Nile had his number one game of the year with 17. But again, that hole was just too big to climb out of. Now it's on the home court for three in a row for West Georgia. Starting Thursday night when the Lee Flames come in from Tennessee, and that's got a chance to be pretty good as Lee is coming in to battle West Georgia. Doubleheader on Thursday. Wolves have the odd Saturday bye coming up this week, and then next week Valdosta State and West Florida will be coming in to the Coliseum to take on the West Georgia Wolves, so we look forward to that. Moving from there on to Division I basketball, there's not much of anything to talk about there tonight. A smattering of games around the country. Nothing in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Nothing in the Southeastern Conference. What a day it was Saturday for the Jackets and the Bulldogs. Tech went to Chapel Hill and ran away from North Carolina. Georgia beat Memphis on Saturday, and it was a big win for the Bulldogs, catching Memphis before their inevitable probation. But a huge victory for the Jackets and the Bulldogs on Saturday in play in basketball. On the football side, there's a bowl game tonight between Miami of Ohio. Yep. Oh, don't roll your eyes. Louisiana Lafayette, the opponent. And, of course, 1 week from tonight, the national championship game coming up in New Orleans with LSU and Clemson. LSU favored by 5.5. And did the Tom Brady era end in New England over the weekend? Probably not, but it'll be a fun soap opera to watch. And that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.